Here's a thought about real people. In looking back on my career, there is no doubt whatsoever that the most emotionally satisfying exhibit I've ever had took place in a farming community where I had made some of the portraits that ended up in my book Made of Steel. The art center in this community, a humble little place actually, had heard that I was doing this work, and they invited me to exhibit the work there, which I was delighted to do. This was matted and framed photographs that had an extra window cut in the mat board underneath the image that included a little text, often a quote or a comment from the person photographed or from the person who owned the place where I photographed. Well, the opening night came up, and I think pretty much everyone who showed up at the opening drove up in a pickup truck. They had on overalls and work clothes and jeans, and they came in and enjoyed a little art gallery wine and cheese, and then started looking at the photographs and reading the text. And it was the noisiest and most raucous exhibition you could imagine. People were laughing. They were having a good time. I'd hear someone shout, "Hey, Joe, you got to come over here and look at one. This is you." Or, "Golly, this one reminds me of my Uncle Billy." They were having a ball because they related to the images. I got so many compliments and not a single comment about what camera did you use or, "Golly, these show tremendous control of the zone system." No, they were real people, and they enjoyed looking at the photographs and experiencing what I had captured. And like I say, looking back on it, there is no question, of all the exhibits I've had, this was the most emotionally satisfying because the connection with people was so visceral.